You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
We're welcoming Maria this morning for our Madman DVD review. Hello.
Hello, Hannah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And what are we going to be looking at?
Hey, well, we're looking at season 6 of The Venture Brothers, which of course is Adult Swim's kind of jewel in its crown.
This building was my father's. It's built on my great-grandfather's building. A legacy of super science.
Good morning, Citizen Venture. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Pack your bags, White.
We're going to New York City.
If I do this, the New York chapter will put its full support behind the new guild. That's the deal.
Brock!
Agent Brock Sampson, reporting for duty.
I'm stuck being the slumlord king of Craphole County. My enemy's basking in his ivory f***ing tower! I'm about
to try my hand at this. Because it's a TV series, I can't go through each and every episode. However, we can certainly set the scene for what the Venture Brothers are. They are set in New York, and they're a bunch of superheroes, and they're trying to solicit Dr. Venture for protection from the supervillains, and it runs through a series of really surreal, quite amusing, sometimes quite sharp, vignettes, which, you know, are the episodes. Some of the things, the episode titles, for example, are Hostile Makeover, Maybe No Go, Faking Miracles, great title, Rapacity in Blue, Tanks for Nuttin', literally, It Happened One Night, and A Party for Tarzan.
So when is this set?
Not sure, really, sort of in a timeless future.
Okay.
Or non-specified future. And, of course, there are always, you know, villains who create the tension between the heroes. But there are witty little things like, you know, there's a tank called Think Tank, which I find quite amusing. And we find that they're always trying to secure certain things. Like in the first episode, the Guild's New York branch, for example, it's quite surreal. People who are into Adult Swim will be very excited to see season 6 arriving. I believe that season 7 has already been written too, so it's kind of in between. And the creators, who are kind of like cult leaders in this world, are Jackson Publick and Doc Hammer. So people who are familiar with the Venture Brothers will be pretty excited.
How long has the show been going on for?
Quite a long time. I think 2003 was originally the the setup. I could be wrong about that, but the season 6 is 2016, and of course, I guess 2017 or season seven arriving.
Is that more of an adult-themed
Fully.
Show?
Yes, hence Adult Swim, the channel itself, really.
Okay. So yeah, not one to watch with your young ones.
Well, you could, and they probably miss quite a lot of it, would hope. There are, of course, a lot of innuendos in there, but it's not really pornographic or anything like that. It's just sort of more adult humour. It's cartoons for adults.
Does it kind of base some of the structure of its narrative around actual events that have occurred, or kind of does it reflect on, like, our world, our society?
It's kind of a mesh between fantasy world and, I guess, some parts of real world as well. It feels very much, because it's set in New York, like a lot of fictional / futuristic films are, it has that kind of vibe to it. Mm. But it's super meshed in with, you know, futuristic fiction, you know, science fiction.
Okay.
It's a multi-genre.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.